the only black man that many of you know. I'm back in the Santa Cruz area for the next 2 hours. Stay tuned to the Saturday Special with Rob Robbins. For Hot Talk. My name is Rob Roberts. You tuned in to the Saturday Special. Sitting in for Michael Zwirling. Yeah, cool head for Hot, Hot Talk. Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome. You tuned in to the Saturday Special. My name is Rob Roberts. I'm sitting in for Michael Z. Today, this is KSCO Radio, 1080 AM on your radio dial. And boy, have you made the right decision this morning. Before we get started today, I want to thank my engineer, Michael. Thank you very much, Michael, for your help today. A young man is going to be assisting me in making this program a success, but ultimately it is up to me to make it happen, make you stay tuned. If you want to be part of the program today, you tune in, and you can call in as well, 479-1080, 477-1340. Send me a fax at 475-2967, and I certainly hope you will participate. I'm bold, I'm black, and yes, I'm back, at least for today, Saturday, beautiful, pretty much typical Saturday afternoon here. Santa Cruz County, fog hasn't burned off yet. On my drive down here from the Bay Area this morning, went from beautiful sunshine up in Oakland to the cloudy, overcast skies of Santa Cruz County. Always a pleasure to be back amongst you folks. Like I said in the beginning, yo, 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 I'm the only black man that many of you know. But at least I'm not an illegal individual. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that this morning, kind of follow up on what was started by the previous host and kind of carry that through, touch on that. I want to talk a little bit about the war this morning. I'm not really in the mood to... You know, get into a, you know, peeing contest and whether or not it was right or wrong, but I do have a few things, observations that I want to share that I think will probably surprise and confound some of you. And then I'd like to hear what you have to say. Basically, what are we going to do? I mean, what the hell do you want us to do? Okay? We're in the war. We're there. Okay? Instead of complaining about it like a bunch of sissies, tell me what you want to do. What should we do? Should we go ahead and pull everybody out, just uproot ourselves and say to hell with it? You know, we're done, one and done, okay? Let's run, all right? It seems to be what a lot of Americans are talking about these days, and particularly the ignorant ones, and that is an overwhelming majority of American people. Yes, you are stupid. Most of you are stupid. Okay, you don't take the time to educate yourself. You're totally into this emotional, you know, I want immediate satisfaction type thing, and things just don't work that way, particularly when you're talking about geopolitical realities. Okay, we're in a war. People die in a war. Okay, that's why we have a military. Okay, it's not to fill sandbags, okay, when somebody has a flood in their particular town, okay? A military is in existence to break things and kill people. Hello, okay? Do I have to be the one to educate everybody what's going on here? So we do have a military, and the military is a part of one of the many options, one of the many arrows in the quiver of our political leaders. Yes, in this country, the politicians run things. The military is subservient to the politicians. Thank God. It's in our Constitution. That's the way it always has been. Doesn't make a difference who's running things. Let's have a quick history lesson, because we were talking about and kind of celebrating the end of World War II in Japan here. 60 years to the day that we dropped the atomic bomb in Japan. a fantastic decision. We killed a lot of people. It was a Democrat in the White House, Harry S. Truman, who made that decision. They killed 55, 60, 100,000 people. Okay? A Democrat did that. Not that that makes a bit of difference. He was the President of the United States at the time, and he made the right decision. Okay? Well, a lot of people seem to forget, okay, either intentionally or unintentionally, because they're just ignorant as products of the public school system in this country. The majority of you are ignorant. You're stupid. You're misinformed. You don't have the slightest inkling what's going on around you. All you want to do is make sure that your weekends come up so you can run out on the water, do a little bit of surfing. Hey, dude, Santa Cruz, dude, you want to hit those waves out there, and you don't give a daggone what's going on around you. Okay? Well, perhaps some of you can be excused for that because you don't know. You don't have the desire to educate yourselves. Okay? And you were imbued with that lack of desire, okay, as you were growing up by your parents, and the public school system would let you down. Okay? So perhaps you can be excused for some of that ignorance. Okay? But getting back to, the end of World War II. Absolutely. The right decision to drop the atomic bomb on Japan. What a lot of people don't understand and seem to forget that up until that point, we had killed 3, 4, 5, 6 times that many Japanese. We were systematically bombing their population centers. Curtis Lee May, one of the greatest tacticians, you know, of air power in American history, had put together a bombing campaign, and we were systematically bombing the entire chain of islands of Japan. And we were killing tens of thousands of people every night. Okay, but yet you have a few ignorant people coming up here complaining about the utilization of the atomic bomb. We killed only 50,000 people by dropping two of them. So what? We were systematically bombing population centers and killing civilians every night. And we had done so previously in Europe. That was the American way. That was the American strategic aim. That was our policy. We killed civilians. We bombed population centers. All in the effort to do what? To achieve ultimate victory. We killed women and children. We killed babies. Okay? That's what we did. And it was an American president, an American Democratic president, FDR, that led us to do that. Again, I only mention his party to make sure that we keep history straight. Doesn't make a difference. Again, let's talk about another major war, okay? The Vietnam War, part of my generation, started by what? A Democratic president. John F. Kennedy sent the first troops over there, followed up by his predecessor, LBJ, who widened the war. Again, Democrats, all right? Democrats. Lest I forget, Korea. Let's talk about Korea briefly, a police action in which 54,000 Americans lost their lives. Who was in the White House? This was started by Harry S. Truman. Okay? If we're going to talk about history, let's get it straight. Let's keep it straight. 477-1340 is the number, 479-1080. And send me a fax at 475-2967. My name is Rob Roberts. We're talking about a multi-faceted number of issues here this morning. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about, what happened in World War II was because in this past week, President Bush approval ratings have come out, and it seems there's a lot of people out there that have second thoughts about the war, okay? You know, and, I have some problems with the way it's being conducted myself. But here, I want to clear up a few, false misconceptions, all right? First of all, we didn't go over there to WMD. I don't give a damn about weapons of mass destruction. We went over there to remove a filthy murderer, somebody that had consistently over a period of almost 10 years, okay, acted as if he had won the war, okay, in 1992 when we went over there. He acted as if he had won the war. He consistently ignored UN resolutions, continued to murder and oppress his people. Which just brings to the point how worthless the UN is as a world body. Totally worthless. Have no value in my mind whatsoever. Okay? And so after 10 years of calling upon this madman, this filthy murderer, this institutor of rape rooms in his own country, this mass murderer of children, calling upon him to abide by these stringent resolutions that were passed by the UN, which he continued to ignore, and never even bothered to give even the slightest attention to obeying, we finally had to do what should have been done in 1992. Remove him from power. One of the poor decisions was made by George Bush the first that I happen to disagree with. We should have gone and marched all the way into Baghdad and removed him back in 1992. Okay? And I'm going to call a spade, pardon the pun. Okay, that's what it should have been done back then. But it wasn't. Unfinished business. And when unfinished business is left to lay, it inevitably comes back to bite you in the hiney. You know, earlier today, I was listening to Michael, and he was talking about, the cost of illegal immigration. Okay? The hidden cost of illegal immigration. This is something I deal with on a day-to-day basis. Okay? And people just don't want to deal with it. They don't want to acknowledge, first of all, that it exists. They want to continue to keep their head buried in the sand, and they don't want to talk about it. Okay? It is destroying this state. Illegal immigration is destroying this state. How many times do you have to hear it? Okay? We have several $100 million of taxpayer dollars just in education alone each year that could be better spent educating our stupid children in the state who consistently show up at the bottom, okay, of any type of assessment as to how, you know, they are learning in the state. And instead of putting this money and hiring better teachers and giving incentive pay to teachers, which I am for, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars educating the children of illegal immigrants, people that don't even belong here. What is wrong with this picture? Your tax dollars. How long must this bull crap go on? And people say, well, you're always throwing bombs. People like you always throw bombs. Well, I have a solution. You stop it. You don't educate them. Look at our prisons. 30% of the people that are in our prisons, illegal immigrants, illegal Mexican immigrants in our prisons that we continue to spend waste money on educating and incarcerating. You know, a very interesting study came out this week, something I talked about for years, okay, and it stands on its own. 42% of all births in the Mexican population are illegitimate. 42%. Well, Rob, what does that mean? You tell me what it means, okay? You tell me what it means. 75% of African American children that are born in this country are born out of wedlock under illegitimate circumstances. 75%. Okay? For those of you who live up in the Santa Cruz Hills who are mathematically challenged, that's three quarters. Three quarters of all African American children that are born in this country are born under illegitimate circumstances. Okay? This in and of itself creates a problem. It points up several deficiencies in our society. A lack of morality, for one. A blatant, you can't ignore it. Children having children. Okay? These children don't have fathers. What are we going to do about this? It impacts you. You pay for it. Because it's been proven systematically that children that are born under these circumstances are sicker and get sicker younger. So you pay for their health care because the majority of them don't have it. Your tax dollars go to support that. They're on welfare because they can't hold a job. So you support that with your tax dollars. And not to mention these children that don't have a family structure, don't have fathers in their lives, are more prone to being involved and coming into contact with the juvenile justice system and committing crimes. And you pay for that. How long must this bull crap go on? Okay, what is going to happen? I mean, what does it take to shake you people out of your, I don't know what to call it, okay? Your tunnel vision, your lack of vision, okay? I mean, just being totally moribund about, you know, as you go about your business, you know, go about your life. Look at your paycheck sometimes. Look at your taxes that are taken from you before you ever see your paycheck. All right? If you need something, you know, some incentive to make you see that this is a problem. And then we have Governor Schwarzenegger who suggests a few common sense items to go on the ballot, like teachers being given incentive pay. teachers not being guaranteed automatic tenure. What is wrong with that? Okay? What is wrong with holding teachers accountable for teaching our children? What is wrong with that? Look at the people that argue against this. Our children are not being educated. We have one of the highest outlays of financial expenditures in this damn country. And our children consistently rate at the bottom of the 50 states. What is wrong with this picture? What is it going to take, people, to get you folks on board? Well, what's the answer, Rob? The answer is to pay teachers, good teachers, what they're worth. Okay? Give them the money that they deserve. And let's get rid of the dead wood. Okay? The heck with this guaranteeing somebody an easy job. It's this union, these damn teachers' unions, okay? Who don't give a rat's behind about what is really good for our children. Okay? And you guarantee these people, give them tenure, a lifetime appointment, and I used to be a teacher, okay? And you don't make them work for it. They have no incentive to improve. They have no incentive to improve the product. All they do is show up, get a paycheck, and move little Johnny and little Susie down the road, first, second, third grade. So you get kids that graduate in California, okay, that supposedly have a high school education and can't read at a sixth grade level. And this continues to go on year after year. Where is the outrage? Well, there ain't too many too many folks outraged here in Santa Cruz County. Because most of you white folks up in the hills, you white liberals, send your kids to private schools. So you don't care. Okay? Your Volvo driving mamas don't care. Because your kids, your little white kids, are going to private schools. You're getting your education because you know that education is the key to success in America. Yeah, I'm being brutally honest here. I'm telling it like it is. I'm telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. 479-1080-477-1340. Get on the phone lines. Send me a fax at 475-2967. This is KSCO Radio, 1080 AM. My name is Rob Roberts. I'm Bowen. I'm black. I'm back. Yo, 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 Santa Cruz. For many of you, I'm the only black man that you know. That's right, in your face, telling you the truth. Talk about all this stuff. Well, I want to help people. You know, I'm a liberal. You know, I care about people. The hell you care about people. You care about people when you drive down from the hills. Who do you live next to? People that look like you, okay? Who do you associate with? People that look like you. Who's in your circle of friends? People that look like you, all right? You liberals up here in Santa Cruz don't give a damn about dark-skinned people, African-Americans or Hispanics, but you're willing to use them to achieve your gains. Let's go to the phones and lines here real quick. We got one caller. I want to bring him on the air real quick and see what he has to say. Who is this? Nick in Royal Oaks. Hey, Nick, welcome. You're in the air with Rob Roberts and KSCO Radio.
Probably because I didn't go surfing. Even though something kept me from going through. And mostly it was an educated point of view that's been overridden that made me demand me to be around. Like, you know, maybe I'd rather be in 40 miles a gallon, but it is people's choice to go in the SUVs.
That's right.
And in a point of view that, well, we got to get to what is going. There was also something else killed in Hiroshima. It was a Spirit. It was. You said 50,000 people, but it was about 200. But the people, my mom has a family reunion, and they would fill an auditorium. And, you know, a lot of people from there are from the 40s and were fighting in that war and put all their heart and spirit into it. And when that bomb came, it kind of killed their spirits, these American people's spirits, that blooded. And that the war had been won. I could have walked in on that beach, and it did kiss. A lot of people sobbed over it. They put their life into fighting that war. There were some were driving Tomcats somewhere in turrets and seen the flash. And these are all people around me, and I'm getting... And,
the reason you got those people around you today is because President Truman made the right decision. He dropped that bomb.
Well,
there would have been about a million Americans killed if we invaded Japan. I mean, that's a fact. You can't deny it. You know, anybody you talk to, any type of scholar that's worth his or her salt will agree. We would have suffered horrendous casualties. And they estimate as many as a million would have been killed or wounded. A million Americans. And we already know that Americans will not accept casualties. Hell, people are out there bitching moaning and complaining over 1,700 kids that have been killed in Iraq over 2 years.
Well, that's
1,700 people. So we definitely would have wouldn't have accepted a million casualties.
I mean, but the planet, I mean, who could dream we'd be side by side with Iraqis fighting right now?
Nobody.
Right?
That's my point.
They just trapped some people in because for bombing a bridge, the worst of men. Some people can do it. Some people can't.
So your point, let me go ahead and wrap this all up. So you don't think we should have dropped a bomb on Hiroshima?
On that point, no. And I think a lot of people might go surfing because a lot of their educated point of views have already been overridden and why learn again. But it's kicked up. It's bitten me in the rear, you know.
Well, thanks a lot for calling it. And you go ahead and catch that wave, brother, okay? Okay, let's move on to Jim. You know, before I move to the next caller here, I think I understand some of what the previous caller said, but just let me go ahead and kind of clarify one of the points that he touched. I think he touched upon. He must have been out there catching that wave. But here's my point. All right. Almost a million Americans would have been killed or wounded had we invaded Japan. Okay, so we dropped a bomb again. Harry Truman, Democrat. Okay, yeah, I know history is hard to to ignore. I mean, these factual, these factoids regarding history. Daggone, Rob, your memory is, your grasp of history, Rob, is really frustrating at times. That's right. It was Harry Truman. He was a Democrat. Okay, and he made the decision to drop that bomb, and I agree with him. I support him. He made the right decision. He was the right man in the right place at the right time. Okay, so, we got to go ahead and, deal with the truth. The truth, it needs to be told. And I'm telling here this afternoon on KSCO Radio, Michael's Whirling Saturday Special, 479-1080. Give me a call, 477-1340. Send me a fax with your thoughts. We'll read it on the air at 475-2967. Let's go to another caller. Here we got Jim, and I want to hear what he has to say. Welcome to the Saturday Special, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Rob. This is Jim from Salinas, and I have a daughter that is a teacher, and I also have a younger 11 years younger child who's in the school system. And what I find ridiculous, Rob, is that the opposition to having teachers tested, just to prove that they can teach.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's totally ridiculous that they don't have to.
Right.
And I don't see why they'd have any opposition to it. And then my other comment is my daughter, when she was in fourth grade, they said that she was took the STAR testing and said, oh, she's reading on a 12th grade level. And I thought that she was just going along like she should. And I said, you know what? The problem, she's not reading at a 12th grade level. The problem is the 12th graders are reading at a 4th grade level.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about, you touched on something that, I can speak to. When I first started teaching here in California, it's a law, I don't know if you've ever heard of the CBES test.
Uh-huh.
And all teachers, anybody that teaches in the classroom is supposed to take this test, if you want to call it that. Okay, it's a damn joke. It's what it is. Okay, what it requires you, what it demands of you, that you be able to, add and subtract, divide at about a third grade level, and read at about a fifth grade level. And these are for college graduates, people who purport to stand up in the classroom and teach our children. And given that, given the fact that this test, the CBES test, is a joke, and I took it, and of course I passed the first time, we still have about a 60% failure rate of teachers here in California that take the damn test. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
These are the people that are teaching your kids. And a couple years ago, a whole bunch of black folk got up, black teachers, and I'm not singling them out but they were the ones that were the most vocal. And they said, yo, 70% of all black teachers that take this test flunk it. It's something wrong. It's racist. It's racist. See Dick Run. Jane Run. What is 2 + 2? What is 10 divided by 5? Okay. But that's racist. Okay. So they were agitating to have the test change. By the way, don't forget now, this is a test that's being taken by supposed college graduates that are going to be sitting in a classroom and teaching your kids. And 60% of these idiots can't even pass a test to enable them to get their teaching credential. And these are the people that are going to take and teach your children? Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yeah, Rob, I'll tell you, you can take, my daughter that's the teacher, I'll sit down with some friends of hers and play something like Trivial Pursuit or even go to the head of the class or something. And the majority of them have great difficulty with those games. And I think, what in the heck did they ever teach them in school? And these are college graduates.
Yeah, well, you know the whole deal about that, my friend. It's these unions, these damn unions.
Oh.
All they're considering, all they care about is getting tenure for their members, you know, getting more money for their members. And they don't care about the kids. The kids are just a vehicle to achieve their aims. That's what these filthy unions do. And they don't give a darn about our children. And again, you asked a perfectly legitimate question. And let me repeat it for our, you know, for members of our listening audience. Why don't the teachers, why is there such, you know, opposition to having these teachers, okay, tested? You just answered the question. Because the majority of the people that we have teaching our children don't belong in classrooms. Now, I don't mean to tar and feather every teacher. There's a lot of good teachers out there teaching in the public school system, and I was one of them. But they're too few in number. The overwhelming majority are people that are just there because they can't do anything else. They're not qualified to do anything else. And because it's a guaranteed paycheck. All they got to do is show up, babysit 30 or 40 kids, and they're going to get their $35,000 or $40,000 because the union has guaranteed them. There are far too few dedicated teachers, and perhaps your daughter is one of them. I don't know if she is. Okay, who are willing to go out on the limb and actually do what they need to do. We need to change this. And, you know, Governor Schwarzenegger has got a wonderful vehicle on the ballot coming up in November where he said, common sense. All Schwarzenegger is saying, hey, let's tie compensation to proficiency. What is so bad about that concept? If you're a good teacher, okay, and your students are obviously learning, let's measure the progress by tests and reward good teachers. And I think a good teacher, and let's just say, you know, for the sake of argument, that your daughter falls in that category. Then I think your daughter, even if she's only been a teacher for 2 years, if she's obviously doing a good job and her students are improving and we're measuring the progress of her students and it's positive, then she should be paid more than somebody that's been in the classroom for 30 years. I am not a proponent of paying people money simply because of longevity. If your daughter is doing a better job, she's motivated, she gets up every morning, she's in a hurry to get to that classroom, and she goes above and beyond to teach her students, she should be making more money than that moribund idiot that's been a teacher for 30 years. Do you agree or not agree?
Oh, I agree. And, you know, she came into the system. She came out of high school with her teaching credentials and went to work. She went down to apply, and she went right down the valley here and went to Soledad, California, and she wanted to teach high school English, and they were just really surprised as heck that she wanted to teach high school English.
No way.
And she got hired on the spot and put in the classroom, and the first thing she did was straighten it up. She also knew Spanish. She'd had 3 years of college Spanish, and so they knew that they couldn't pull the wool over her eyes right off the bat, and she didn't allow any Spanish speaking in the classroom.
Amen.
Seeing that it was an English class.
Thank God for Ron Unz, even though you don't hear much about him anymore. He's a guy that just got rid of that idiotic Spanish as a second language foolishness that was going on in this state a few years ago. Thank God for that. You're in America. You're an American. You ought to be speaking and learning English.
Exactly.
Okay, hey, look, thanks a lot for calling the KSCO this morning, Jim. I appreciate
that. Thank you, Rob. I'll keep listening.
You bet. God bless you. Have a good weekend. I'm going to move on, take another quick call, and we're going to take a quick break here. I want to go to Ray in Watsonville. Good morning, Ray. You're in the air with Rob Roberts. Welcome to KSCO.
Morning, Rob.
How you doing?
Just a reminder on the 60th anniversary of dropping the A-bomb. My dad was stationed in the Philippines, and they were gearing up for an invasion of Japan, and that was the plan, an invasion, pilots bombing, troops invading, the whole thing. They figured they would have lost 1 million men.
Exactly right.
And they were very relieved with the news of the A-bomb being dropped. And I don't know what the total fatalities were between the two bombs.
It was a little over 100,000. I think it was 60,000 in Hiroshima and like 50 in Nagasaki.
Yeah. And I heard an interview with the navigator for the Enola Gay this morning on the BBC, and he said they standard bombing in Tokyo, they killed 300,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
And that the reason they went after Hiroshima is because that was where the Japanese had their army headquarters.
Exactly.
They had 100 military targets in Hiroshima.
Right.
And so there, we weren't left with much alternative. And as horrible as that was, killing that many people, it had to be done.
Absolutely.
And it saved many more lives.
But I'm glad. Yeah, not only did it save lives, but it guaranteed lives because you're here today because your father wasn't killed.
That's
Otherwise, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation in all likelihood.
And there's a lot of people in Japan that are alive today.
That's right.
That bomb was dropped.
Absolutely.
It's just the bare facts, folks. So get your feeble little mind around it, those of you that think it was a mistake.
Yeah.
And see if you can figure this one out.
You know, very, very, thanks a lot for calling.
You bet. Thank
really
you,
appreciate
Rob.
It. Have a good weekend. Bye. You know, lots of these folks that, I want to thank Ray for giving us a call here before we go to break. A lot of these folks that are putting up arguments against the utilization of the atomic bomb, you know, are the same people that had nothing to lose. Just like, you know, the people right now that are agitating for this war, against the war and calling the president's decisions wrong. You know, first of all, I demand some credibility. Okay, first of all, because me, like a lot of other parents, I got something at stake here. My son is on active duty. Okay, so you might want to cede me a little credibility. This is not an exercise. This is not a mental exercise, you know, for me. Okay, my precious son is on active duty, and I'm proud of my son. Okay, and I'm proud of the choices that he made. He's a volunteer. He wasn't drafted. All these kids are volunteers. They're there because they want to be there. Nobody twisted their arm. And before I go to break, I just want to hammer this real quick. Because these 14 Marines who were killed this past week. Very, very sad in Ohio. But you know what was even sadder? When I saw this mother and this father who were interviewed. And you know the damn media? They can just kiss my patootie. I hate these people. Okay? I hate them with a passion. Okay? Because first of all, you go in and then you do this rank lowest level. Okay, talking to people after their son has just been killed. This manipulation, this crass manipulation of human beings by the damn media. I am sick of it in this country. These people are to be taken out and skinned alive, an overwhelming majority of them. If they're not filthy liars like Dan Rather, who was proven incontrovertibly to be a damn liar. This overwhelming hatred they have for George Bush, who's one of the most decent men to occupy that office, okay, in recent memory. He starts his day on his knees, okay? I kind of like that thought of my president on his knees, okay, instead of having an intern on her knees in front of him. I kind of like that. I kind of like it. When I think about my president sleeping in a bed with the woman that he's married to, sharing a bedroom with the woman who has given him two wonderful children and who he's been married to, who is his partner in life, okay? I kind of like that idea of that president. But let me get back to the central issue here before I lose my train of thought, because as I'm getting older, I find myself sometimes wandering afar afield from my original thoughts. So I got to focus here and use some discipline. These people, this father and mother, they had their, you know, they were interviewing, their son had been killed. And they bad-mouthing my president. Bad-mouthing the war. You know something? Let me tell you something. Do you think I haven't thought about my son being killed? You damn well better believe I have. I can't not think about it. But you know what? That was my son's decision. He wanted to serve his country, and I supported him. Okay? And I'm proud of him. It's his choice, his life, not mine. When I was in the military, I took my chances, too. I lived my life my way, and I'm certainly not going to tell my children to, you know, try to live their life for them. I've lived my life my way, and I brought my children up to live their life the exact same way. But back to this. It was so sad to see these two people on the air allowing themselves to be manipulated and to tarnish the memory of their son. I'm not sure these two stupid, and it just so happens they were white liberals, knew what they were doing. Because from my vantage point, okay, they were spitting on their son's memory. They were defiling his sacrifice. Okay? Better to take your losses in private. Okay? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. If my son should ever be killed, I'm going to tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to defile his memory by allowing myself to be manipulated on TV by a bunch of non-caring individuals who don't give a damn about the sacrifice, who hate the military, I'm going to honor my son. I'm going to go to this funeral, and I'm going to take that flag that's on this coffin, and I'm going to treasure it for the rest of my life. And I'm going to honor my son's sacrifice. Now, that's what I'm going to do. Now, I got a son on active duty. This is not a mental exercise for me. I got some cash on the table, unlike many of you who would never allow your precious Johnny to serve our great nation in the military. Okay? So you're going to give me some credibility on this, or I'm going to take it. All right? And it's so sad to see. All right? This is a sacrifice. And in war, people die. Sorry. It's terrible. But it's sorry. 1,700 people have been killed in the 2 years we've been at war. We lost 2,000 in one day at Normandy. 2,000 in one day. Serving in the military is inherently dangerous. You don't join the military to get a college education. And these heroes, these young men and women who have ponied up to the bar, okay, have the ultimate respect from me, my love, and my support. They are volunteers. They are there because they want to be there. They love our country. For whatever reason, they have volunteered to put their lives on the line. And as a father of an active duty service member, I would never defile my son's memory by getting on TV and bad-mouthing my president in time of war, when we are in a war for our very lives. I would rather honor my son's sacrifice. But then again, that's this man's opinion, this commentator, that's who I am. You're tuning in to KSEO, 1080 AM, this is Saturday Special. Michael Swerling is not here today, but I am. I'm bold, I'm black, and I'm back. Okay, yo, yo, yo. I'm the only black man that many of you know. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some more hot talk. Got a couple of people on the line. Well, actually, two dropped off, called back. After the break, and I'll get you right back on. This is a Saturday special, and we got a cool head here for some hot talk.
Running, jumping, climbing stairs, things you take for granted until joint pain makes everyday activities unbearable. But you don't have to live with joint pain. Here's pharmacist Ben Fuchs to explain why.
Foods that cause the blood pH to drop into the acidic level will cause joint degeneration. So by alkalinizing the blood, you can help reduce joint degeneration. There's also supplements that you can take that can allow the body to rebuild cartilage. Most famous one, of course, is glucosamine. It can help the body rebuild cartilage. And this has been proven in numerous scientific studies that you can take glucosamine orally. You can take it into your mouth. It'll go into your digestive system, and it will go into your cartilage to help your cartilage rebuild itself. Remember, cartilage serves an important role in joint function. Cartilage has got a jelly-like nature that allows lubrication of the ends of the joints and acts as a shock absorber as well. Glucosamine, by the way, can help support collagen in the blood vessels as well. So you can help support the blood vessels that feed the heart and the blood vessels throughout the body by taking glucosamine supplements. Glucosamine supplements can also improve collagen production in the skin, so you can help minimize wrinkles with glucosamine supplements. Glucosamine sulfate can also be used to help rebuild cartilage. The glucosamine supplements have a multiple range of benefits for improving health.
Containing 100% beef gelatin, glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and manganese, the building blocks for bone matrix, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, and connective tissue, American Longevity's Ultimate Glucogel is the ultimate source for healthy joints. And at $17.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll be building up your joints without tearing down your finances. Give your joints the support they need with American Longevity's Ultimate Glucogel.
To order or to pick up American Longevity products, call Scott or Jose at KSCO Radio, 831-475-1080. That's 831-475-1080.
Do you like pets? Are you a pet fanatic? We've got a segment of Good Morning Monterey Bay just for you. It's Pet Talk with Angeline Siegel, brought to you by Callie's Whole Pets. Learn about puppies and kittens, vacationing with your pet, exercise, the best thing to feed your animal, and other issues like dealing with a senior dog. These are just some of the topics that Angeline will address during Pet Talk, brought to you by Callie's Whole Pets. That's Tuesday mornings at 7:45 during Good Morning Monterey Bay.
Hi, it's MZ. You know, being in the radio business here at KSCO, I got to tell you, there's never a dull moment. There's controversy, there's emotion, there's news, there's information. We discuss and bring to light issues. We have fun, we get silly, we get angry, but above all, we try to make a positive difference in the lives of our listeners. What I really want you to know about is one particular person who has made a truly positive difference in our lives here at KSCO. That would be Dennis, the owner and team captain of Day and Night Computer. We depend on computers for everything at KSCO. Dennis and his intimate family of high-tech professionals has made it possible for this station to grow and flourish as it never has before. Why? Because he and his crew are competent, attentive, fast, no-nonsense, and truly interested in solving your computer problems, whatever they are, right now and without ripping you off or making your job a career. Call Dennis at 465-7340 if you want a quick and clean fix to your computer-related problem and tell him MZ sent you. While you're at it, you'll probably make a new friend. Call Dennis at Day and Night Computer, 465-7340.
Hello, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. I'm always talking to you about the American Longevity product line. Well, I'd like to talk to you right now about the absolutely wonderful business with American Longevity. I love my American Longevity business. I've been doing it for 10 years. I wouldn't change anything about it. Not only can you make some extra cash and get some goodies you might not have been able to get before, but I love the tax benefits. You can write off everything because, let's face it, it is a business expense. And oh, what fun. Traveling all over the country, all over the world if you like, and it's all a tax write-off. What a benefit. Along with that, you meet so many incredibly wonderful people. I can't tell you, most of my best friends right now I've met through my American Longevity business, and to me, that's more important than cash, honest to God. Friends last forever. Cash comes and goes. Let's go with American Longevity's business plan. If you'd like to talk to me about it, my number's 888-352-7500, or you can go to judy.ksco.com.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Hi, I'm Greg Flowers, and I'm here to support you in making intelligent decisions to create the financial future of your dreams.
Hi, my name is Frank McHugh. I'm all about love, joy, compassion, and the passion of people getting out there and making incredible investments for their family.
I'm Noel Murphy. I'm your host for the Prosperity Hour. Frank McHugh and FirstNet Mortgage bring you this opportunity to come away not only feeling stronger about your money options, but also inspired for what's next to play big. That's the Prosperity Hour, Tuesdays between 1 and 2, right here on KSCO.
Welcome back, my friends. You're tuning in to KSCO 1080 AM. This is Rob Roberts sitting in for Michael Zwirling on this Saturday special, the world-famous Saturday special. And we're talking, you know, we're all over the board this afternoon, talking about the 60th anniversary of dropping a bomb on Hiroshima, or Hiroshima, however you want to do it, in Nagasaki. And, you know, hey, very interesting conversation thus far. I want to touch on something real quick before I go to my caller, Malcolm in Monterey. You know, this reticence on the part of many Americans to get involved in the sacrifice, okay? And I call it here today the sissification of America. We have a lot of sissies in America. We bring up our boys. You know, I was reading I saw a book. Someone brought it to my attention not too long ago. There's a book out called Throw Rocks at Boys Because They Are Bad. Some liberal white woman wrote this book. And, to stigmatize boys, you know, can't let our little boys grow up shooting water pistols. I mean, you know, they'll turn into a mass murderer. We can't let our little boys play army man because they'll grow up and be, you know, killers and rapers, you know? I mean, you know, this whole stigmatization of the male image in this country by white liberal feminists for the most part, and a lot of you folks have just allowed it to go on unchallenged. Okay? And that's what has contributed to what I call the sissification of America. We got these sissies, okay, who are complaining about, you know, serving their country, bad-mouthing their country, okay, or not serving their country at all. You know, got a whole bunch of them up here at the University of Santa Cruz, a bunch of slackers. Damn sissy slackers. Okay? When I was 20, I volunteered to serve my country. I was a father, okay, and I took my chances. All right? All right, I was involved in some dangerous things. I took my chances. My son is taking his chances. Okay? But this entire thing about sissies in America, this is nothing new. We had this back in 1775 at Valley Forge, you know, with George Washington, okay, during the winter, okay, of 1775. You know, half his army wanted to desert. Bunch of sissy Americans. Punk sissy Americans. Okay? Well, they only signed up for 6 months to a year. Enlistments, and their enlistments were up right when we were getting ready to mount one of the greatest attacks, okay, in American history, which actually created this country, without which America wouldn't be here today. We crossed the river, Valley Forge, you know, we crossed the river after camping at Valley Forge, and we attacked the British and cleaned their clock. But George Washington had to virtually talk half his army into not running away. A bunch of sissy-ass Americans, okay? Because they were cold. They didn't have blankets. They didn't have enough food. A bunch of sissies, all right? And they had to be cajoled and begged, okay, to stay. And some of them left. They deserted. Well, they didn't desert. They had the legal right to leave. But they weren't looking at the bigger picture. And thank God enough Americans stood up. There's always some of us, a small percentage, that we won't desert because we love our country and we'll stick with it to the bitter end, okay? And in that particular case, that particular scenario, enough stayed, and America was born, only because a whole bunch of people sacrificed. They were frostbitten. They endured some of the most terrible, terrible conditions that a human being could. But they saw the bigger picture. They loved America, and they had loyalty to their commanding officer, George Washington. Thank God he was able to keep enough of them in line. They crossed that river, and we cleaned the British clock. Were it not for that, we wouldn't even be having this conversation today. All right? But that's how it goes. There's always folks that want to enjoy the blanket of freedom that other people provide, but they don't want to sacrifice for it. Let me go to Malcolm, because he's been waiting. We're getting close up on the clock here. Welcome to KSCO, Malcolm, in the Saturday special.
How you doing, Rob?
You know, I'm just trying to make a little dent, that's all. Running uphill, that's my thing in life.
I called in initially to support your subject about education. Done some Google searching on the internet, and of the three low end in the SAT scores for intended majors, are education and journalism. Now think about that. Two of the three lowest SAT scores for intended majors, people going into college, are education and journalism.
Think Dan Rather, man. Think Dan Rather.
Well, the other reason that you branched off into the military service, God love you for saying what you're saying. I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you.
Bless your heart, my friend.
Thank you, my brother.
Take care.
Thank you. God bless you for calling KSTL, Malcolm.
Right on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's people like Malcolm. Malcolm was one of those people that crossed the river at the Valley Forge with George Washington. I mean, just talking to him for 30 seconds, I know that. Okay? He's one of them people say, hey, my enlistment is up, but, you know, we got to give birth to this country. We got to birth this baby. So what if I got frostbite? I'm sticking with General George Washington. See, there's people like Malcolm, okay, that give me a little bit of hope. But unfortunately, there's less and less of those as time goes on. And I'm really worried about this country. I don't see too many good things in the future for America, okay, because we got too many sissies in America, a bunch of damn sissies. Let me go to Marcelo and Salinas. Put him on real quick. We come up on the top of the hour. Welcome to the Saturday Special and KSCO, Marcelo.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing today?
I wish you would quit blaming teachers and illegal immigrants for the problems we have in California for education. For your information, the average typical student costs about $6,000 a year, whereas special education children average about $18,000, and the real severe ones cost about $80,000. Now, how are you going to compensate these teachers that are dealing with brain-damaged children and compare them to teachers in affluent upper middle class suburbia that have students that are properly nourished, that have parent support. But besides that, I really think you're hypocritical in saying that Bush is so wonderful. I wish you would read Crimes Against Nature by Robert F. Kennedy. Bush and his cronies, as well as Cheney, are destroying the environment. They're pumping mercury into the atmosphere. I am the parent of two children in special education. There's an article in last month's Rolling Stone by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. called Tainted Immunity. And kids born since 1989 have been injected with mercury, which is a known neurotoxin. They are still injected to these days. Boys are more susceptible. 80% of kids with ADHD and autism are boys. I agree that we are ruining our boys, but they are coming into the world. As soon as they're born, they're injected with hepatitis, which are only for drug abuse and prostitutes. But they are an easy market. Kids now are injected with up to 40 vaccines, most of them containing toxic amounts of mercury. And that's why the children have a lot of brain damage. That's why the test scores are so low, because parents are told that they will not be able to enroll their children unless they are fully immunized. They are not advised of their rights, religious rights, philosophical rights, and medical rights.
Okay, can I answer you? Because I've let you go on here for a couple of minutes, and I always like to talk to folks and engage in a conversation. But conversation is a two-way street. We're coming up on the top of the hour. So I'm not going to be able to address all of the things you talked about, but I would like to talk about the teacher issue real quick as we come up on the top of the hour. You say that I wish that I would stop. No, I'm only telling the truth on teachers. Most of the teachers we have working in California are incompetent. I mean, that's a fact.
I totally disagree.
Well, I mean, they
have integrity. I like to see you teach these children, especially kids that are in special education classes.
I never taught special education kids. I taught unruly youths. At the high school
trained,
level.
They were potty trained. There's a world of difference.
I understand. And you're absolutely right, and I certainly don't want to deprecate, your sacrifices in that regard. But what I do want to say is this. You know, the evidence is incontrovertible, Marcella, and granting teachers tenure after 2 years is not the way to go. All that does is encourage sloth. Okay, if you're going to get tenure, you need to work for it. The entire system needs to be revamped. I'm voting for this initiative in November, and no one is blaming. Okay, we're simply making people own what they have. Okay, the bottom line is, Marcella, our kids are stupid. They rank at the bottom of any type of test measurement you use. Now, who's at fault for that?
Well, the pharmaceutical companies, about a liberal media, that is total BS. You know how much the four networks get every year from the pharmaceutical companies? About $2 billion a year.
Okay, we only got about 30, 40 seconds
and
left.
In case you didn't know, there's like thousands of lawsuits pending of children that have been harmed by these vaccines. And do you ever hear about that on the media?
No, but you can call up here again after the top of the hour. We can talk some more because I'm running out of time. Okay, so if you want to, come back in the second hour. And I'll put you on. We'll continue this conversation.
Fine.
It sounds pretty interesting. Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Hey, look, folks, I love good conversation, even with people that don't know what they're talking about. You're tuning in to KSCO Radio. My name is Rob Roberts. It's Saturday Special. We got another hot hour. Cool head for hot talk. I'm bold. I'm black. And I'll be back. See you at the next hour.
You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. And now it's time for Fox News Live.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Carton. Tunisian plane tragedy.
14 dead, 20 people rescued, and 5 missing at sea after a plane crash off the coast.
And very conservative, Rob Roberts.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Yes, they do.
I'm bold, I'm black, and I'm back. This is Rob Roberts. You're tuned in to the Saturday Special.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio.
Welcome back, Monterey Bay, Santa Cruz, and Monterey and Salinas. My name is Rob Roberts. I'm Bo and I'm black. And I'm back, yo, yo, yo. For a lot of you, I'm the only black man that you'll ever know. You're tuning in to KSCO, the Saturday Special. I'm sitting in for Michael's Whirling today. I want to acknowledge the efforts of my engineer, Michael. Thank you very much, Michael, for your help today. Appreciate it, making the show a success. But ultimately, it is up to me if it is to be. Numbers here, 479-10-80, 477-1340. Send me a fax at 475 and share your thoughts. 475-2967 is our fax line. Okay, let me read a fax that I received. I want to share this with you folks. To Rob Roberts, you are proof that Nazis in America come in all colors. Okay, intelligent commentary. And you should not have any kids. Again, intelligent commentary. Zig Heil, Heil Hitler. You spelled Hitler and Heil wrong, you ignorant fart. Okay, signed Gary. Christian Nazis captured and tortured your people. You are a colored Arnie, I guess. Too many rednecks. I don't know what that means. But just a sample of the intelligent liberal commentary that exists out there. And but, you know, it provides a wonderful segue into something that I've been waiting to talk about. Civil rights issues are coming up again. They're going to talk about coming down here today. I heard on the radio that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is up for renewal, the Voting Act, excuse me. And we'll talk a little bit about that. It's really sad that, you know, first of all, I'm uniquely conscious on a day-to-day basis that I am an American who happens to be black. Every time I get up and look at myself in the mirror in the morning, I am conscious of that fact. And lest I ever forget, there's always one of you white liberals out there who will remind me. But that being as it may, I certainly don't bemoan that fact. But I am an American who does happen to be black. And I think for myself, unlike a lot of black Americans, okay, who drink that Kool-Aid, who drink that liberal Kool-Aid that folks like you, Gary, have mixed up. And they're stupid and they're ignorant. Okay, and that's sad. And that's something I've talked about for many years, and I've done my part to try to educate my people as best I can. But it's fallen on deaf ears for a lot of them. But we continue to make some headway. Okay, President Bush in this last election increased his percentage of the black vote. It was like a measly 13%, but it was better than the 8% he got, you know, in 2000. And we're getting closer, and more black people, okay, are at least taking the time to listen, look around them, and start thinking for themselves, and not drink that damn Kool-Aid every day. Now, you know, I mean, folks like me, you know, I'm going to continue to fight the good fight on the front lines. I am a black Republican, got no problem with that. And I'm also a democratic in my outlook, okay, of this country. I don't believe everything that, you know, that the Republican Party puts out, but I'm a conservative. I am more a conservative than I am a Republican, okay? I don't agree with President Bush on everything, okay? But I voted for him, and I voted for him in 2002, and we won. You people, Gary, need to get over that. You know, I just can't understand, and make no, you know, mistake about it, I don't try to understand this virulent hatred for this decent man. He won. Okay? You guys lost. Okay? By over 6 million votes the last time. 6 million people. You were outvoted. Okay? He is the president. He's going to be the president for the next 4 years. Okay, and Christian Nazis did not torture my people. You know, this type of stupid, inane, type of verbiage is illustrative of people like you, Gary. You got no heart. You got no soul, man. Okay, because if you did, you'd be coming down here to KSCO and talking to me about it. But if you talk like that, I'd squeeze your neck, man. All right? Because I don't tolerate that type of foolishness from ignorant fools like you. All right? I have a very, very short fuse as I gotten older. All right, because it's people like you that enslave my people and continue to do so. And I don't have a lot of tolerance for idiots like you. All right? Just like I don't have a lot of tolerance for a lot of those black people that continue to vote for the Democratic ideals and the Democratic Party without giving it any thought. You know, this morning before, I, you know, as I was dressing to come down here, they had this big thing on famine in Africa. And I forgot, I think Niger. And like, you know, how many hundreds of thousands of kids are dying. And, you know, that's sad, but black people run most of Africa. And they do it in an abysmal manner. Okay? They can't, you know, I mean, they're failures. Black governments are failures in Africa. And they're starving their own people. And so, I mean, and take this, you know, in the proper context. You know, why should I care that people are dying in Niger? I mean, other than the fact that I'm a decent human being, which I am. But, I mean, why should I care how many tens of thousands of people die in Niger? That's not my concern. I'm not running that country. Black leaders are running that country. Black tribalists are murdering their own people. Just like Mugabe is murdering his own people in Zimbabwe, which was formerly Rhodesia. All right? And when it was run by white Rhodesians, the country was a success. The people were fed. There was no famine. And now that black nationalists are running the country, people are starving to death, and there's murder and decapitation and total breakdown of society. These are facts. Why can't people talk about them? Because people like me, they try to label me. I don't know what haven't I been called, an Uncle Tom? I'm simply telling the truth. Black people can't run their own countries. It's a, you know, it's a fact, but you don't hear people like Jesse Jackson talking about that because it's the truth, and the truth hurts. It hurts, okay? Blacks are killing blacks all over the continent of Africa. They're abject failures. Black people can't run nothing in Africa. Okay? The only success story on the African continent is South Africa. And that was built up by white people. All right? And there's black people who are running the country now and who are doing their best to tear down South Africa, which is one of the richest nations on the continent. Now, these are facts. And they're not ideologically driven. And I don't put them on the table with any type of, you know, hatred. They are facts. You can't deny it. You can call the people to deliver. You can shoot the messenger all you want. But that's still not going to obscure the fact that black people can't run dick in Africa. And they're murdering their own people. Okay? And they've been doing it ever since the colonial powers moved out. They're totally incompetent. They are amoral, unethical. Look at Rwanda. Black people chopping the arms off of black people. That wasn't white on black. That was black on black. And that leads me to something else. You know, I don't understand this mindset. I had a conversation at work the other day, just yesterday, matter of fact, with an Israeli doctor, one of the new interns. Each year our interns change over at the hospital I work at. For those of you who may know, I'm a registered nurse. And I'm an oncology nurse, med-surg nurse. And all of our interns change over in June, end of July, and we get a whole new crop in. And I'm talking to this Israeli doctor. And I said, well, you got a friend in me. I said, I'm totally and staunchly behind the nation of Israel. You know, I'm a Christian, and I read the Bible, and I know the Israelis have a right to that land, and I support them. And we were having a conversation, and this woman was castigating me for supporting Israel. She was castigating me and supporting Palestinians. Can you believe this? I was aghast. I was aghast. This is a Jewish woman, okay, supporting and standing up for the people that would murder her child and her if they had a choice. I don't understand this mindset from liberals. I have encountered it hundreds of times. But no matter where and when I encounter it, I don't understand it. It always gives me pause. This is a woman that argues for filthy murderers, okay? That argues for filthy murderers, people that murder children, that strap bombs to children, that would totally eradicate the nation of Israel, wipe it from the map. And this woman was supporting and arguing in favor of the people that would murder her. I don't understand that. It is amazing to encounter that mindset. You read about it. But I can tell you right now, when you actually encounter it, it just blows you away. This is an educated Israeli woman in America, removed from the daily realities of living in Israel. But it is amazing to hear this woman argue and say, well, the Palestinians, they've been oppressed and they have a raw deal. It's amazing to hear this from the mouths of people. These people, I don't want to say that because that would be too inflammatory. But, for Jewish people, and that kind of correlates to what goes on in my community with black people. Okay, Jesse Jackson preaching family values. You know, what's wrong with this picture? This is a man that is a filthy liar. Jesse Jackson fathered a child out of wedlock. He violated his marriage vows. He lied to his wife and hid this child for years. For a couple years. He violated his marriage vows. And this filthy black dog is going to preach to me about family values? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to disavow anything that Jesse Jackson has ever done. I mean, he's done some good things. But preaching to me about family values, I'm sorry. That ain't happening. And black people should be outraged when that happens. But they're not. Why is that? Drink that Kool-Aid, my brother. Drink that Kool-Aid, my sister. I just don't understand that. I don't understand that. It's like this morning, and, I got it right here in front of me. You know, the cover on Newsweek this week is the meth epidemic inside America. Inside America's new drug crisis. Methamphetamines. I mean, it's decimating America right now. Kids are using it. Professionals are using it. You know, I don't understand that. A lack of morality, a lack of common sense, a lack of discipline. You know, where is America going? I don't understand this. I'm at a total loss to explain it. Drink the Kool-Aid, those of you who are so inclined. Drink the Kool-Aid. There are still some of us that will think for ourselves. Okay? Just like the stat that I talked about earlier, 75% of all African-American children are born out of wedlock. What is up with that? Don't shoot the messenger. Deal with it. What is the problem? You got these kids out here whoring around, having children. No fathers, going on welfare, and you're paying for it. Where is the outrage? Where are these so-called black leaders on this issue? And my community continues to be held up to ridicule, as it should be. This is an embarrassment. I am embarrassed as a black American. This is embarrassing. I am ashamed. I am ashamed. 42% of all Hispanic children are born out of wedlock. If I was Hispanic, I'd be ashamed. 22% of all white children are born out of wedlock. There is a glaring disparity there. What is going on? Why is this? Why do we tolerate it? Why do we accept it? Where is the outrage? Okay, let me go to Michael's whirling. He's on the line. Hey, Michael, what's up? What's up?
Rob, thank you for filling in for me. I am sitting here in Reno, Nevada, at my favorite event of the summer, Hot August Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fabulous event, and I am really enjoying listening to you. You haven't lost any of your passion.
I haven't lost a step. I haven't lost a step.
No. It's great. So,
thank you.
I wanted to give a little promo for next week's program. When you were a kid, did you watch television very much?
My parents kept a pretty much tight rein on, but they let me look at cartoons and such.
Okay. Well, did you ever watch? Do you know who Paul Peterson is?
Oh yeah, the Donna Reed Show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I met him yesterday. At the Hot August Nights, you know, they have people like from Leave It to Beaver and people from American Graffiti and little Meet the Stars type thing where you can, talk to the people and get to know them and so forth.
Right.
And Peterson is a really interesting character who is very passionate about, he's become an activist for, keeping kids, having kids be subject to the labor laws.
Right.
That they weren't back then. It's really interesting, and he's very political, and you can't really put him in a box. Anyhow, I can't wait to have him on.
Oh, he's going to be on your show next week.
Pardon me?
He's going to be on a Saturday special next week?
Next Saturday.
Oh, man, I'm definitely going to be tuning into that.
Yeah, and he's a real interesting. I mean, they had to tear me away from talking to him yesterday. And sitting right next to us was John Provost, you know, of Timmy from the Lassie Show.
What?
And he's going to be listening to the show next week too on the internet.
Great.
Probably be on the next show after that. Anyway, when I go out to these things, I meet all these really neat people and get ideas for shows.
Right.
But anyhow, I gotta say, the internet's amazing. I'm listening to you, through my, internet cell phone here and enjoying every minute of the program.
Well,
and
thank you.
Man, you're great.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that.
Take care.
You too, Michael. That's Michael Zwirling, and he's gonna be, it sounds like a really interesting show he's gonna have on next Saturday. I'm definitely gonna be tuned into it. You're tuned into KSCO right now, however. My name is Rob Roberts. I'm sitting in for Michael Z on the Saturday special. The numbers are get in the conversation at 479-1080, 477-1340, and the fax 475-2967. I'm gonna go back to my friend Marcella. In Salinas, we had a conversation with her before the top of the hour, and I invited her to come back. And before I do that, though, I want to set the table, Marcel, and read this fax, and I want to make a few comments. Rob, you may wake up in the morning and see in the mirror that you are black, but I'll bet that you see that you are handsome and black. I am a handsome man. I must admit, I am a handsome man. Better be handsome and black than ugly and white. Whatever. Hey, look, thanks for that comment, by the way. I want to talk, I'm going to bring Marcella back on the line. We were talking about teachers earlier, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Marcella, when you come back on here, because I want to let you talk for a little bit, and you know, before I have to interrupt you, but you had made the assertion about teachers and the fact that I'm blaming teachers and illegal immigrants for all of our problems, and that's not the case. I'm simply telling the truth. You know, when Harry Truman was running for president, in 1948, one of the phrases that were thrown at him is he crossed the country in his little whistle-stop tour, and it was one of the largest upsets ever in presidential election history because he was given no chance against Thomas Dewey. And people would say, "Gim hell, Harry! Gim hell!" And Harry came back at him one time, and he said, "Hey, I'm not giving them hell. I just tell the truth on them, and they think it's hell." Well, I'm simply telling the truth, Marcel, and I'm not varnishing it up or dressing it up. You know, we have a problem here in California of crisis proportions. Our teachers are incompetent, overwhelmingly so. And you can't deny that because our students are like 47th, 48th out of the 50 states. They ain't getting taught. And that's directly traceable to the teachers. They ain't doing their job. And no matter how you spin it or how you grin it, that's the fact. Okay, and one of the main reasons that we have a problem here in California, and one of the reasons that our teachers are so ineffective, and something was touched on earlier by one of our callers before, you know, these people come in, and I mean, the people that teach have some of the lowest SAT scores of any profession. Hello? So the profession in and of itself invites slackers, invites, you know, below the radar performers. And unfortunately, not enough superstars out there to go into teaching. Because first of all, it doesn't pay a lot of money. You have to be dedicated. You have to want to do it. Okay? And here in California, okay, they encourage mediocrity. You simply, after 2 years, man, here's tenure. You get to be a teacher for life unless you rape one of your students or have sex with them. You got a job for the rest of your life. That does not foster or does not encourage, okay, increase levels of competency. That does not encourage or foster excellence within people. But if you have to work for it, and then if you're not guaranteed it, okay, like the governor is proposing, okay, and if good teachers, like the 22 or 23-year-olds who come in that really want to make a difference and do and prepare themselves and are enthusiastic about helping our teachers, helping our children, and we pay them accordingly, I'm all for that. Hey, if a 23-year-old comes in and he or she is doing a heck of a job and a better job than a 50-year-old that's been there for 23 years, they should be paid more. And let's fire that fat, butted, 50-year-old who's just sitting there and going through the motions. Longevity does not translate to excellence. Okay, so enough of that. I'm going to bring you on, Marcel, and let you talk. But I've set the table. You know where I'm at right now, and the facts back me up. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes here. Here you go, Marcella. Welcome to KSCO. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Rob. President Bush likes to talk about No Child Left Behind and about Clean Air Acts, and he takes away the money. He puts his cronies in these top positions. It really appalled me how you badmouthed your black leaders in Africa, disseminating the continent of Africa.
Was I lying? Is that,
yeah, I
was it untruthful?
You read the book.
Was it untruthful, though?
Hello?
Was it untruthful?
Yes. I suggest
in what way?
You read the book Emerging Viruses by Dr. Len Horowitz. It talks about how the pharmaceutical companies and the CIA started the AIDS genocide in Africa and the AIDS genocide of gays in New York City. These pharmaceutical companies went in there, vaccinated these poor mothers with who knows what. Now they want the resources of Africa.
I'm not going
to
let you get away with that.
You need to do a lot more reading.
Marcella, I'm not going to let you get away with that. I live up in San Francisco area. You know what started AIDS? A bunch of gay men having anal sex with each other. Now, that's what started AIDS, and that's how the AIDS virus was brought to America, okay, by white men, having anal sex with each other.
Where they recruited gays and they put these horrible contaminants and ingredients in the hepatitis B vaccine. I mean, homosexuality has been around for thousands of years. How come AIDS is just new?
So let me ask you this. So we're going to totally absolve these people of any type of responsibility, the people that continue to frequent these bathhouses, continue to have anal sex, we're going to absolve them. They're not responsible, right?
We don't shoot the victims.
Okay, Marcella, but these people and the acting in of itself are not responsible.
Children born of AIDS? Are you going to blame them?
Well, it's not a question of blaming them, their parents have to be held accountable. I didn't bring them into the world. I didn't shoot drugs into my body when I was pregnant. I didn't have sex with 5 and 6 different partners. That wasn't my fault.
How about the Africans? How did they get AIDS?
How did they?
Drug abusers.
Well, how did they get AIDS? What are you doing in Africa?
Contaminated.
Marcel. Okay. Let's go ahead and set that aside. Let's just say this is the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Then why are you continuing to have sex in Africa when you can't feed your family and you have no food available? Why do you continue to have sex and have children? Why do you continue to have sex with several partners? Why do you have sex with people that have AIDS? Why? I mean, at some point, do we not make these people take responsibility and own what they've done?
I'm sorry, the majority of people with AIDS are children, and I'm not going to kick a child while he's down when he has no fault in this. Why don't you get to the root of the problem?
That's true.
There is genocide in Africa. It's called iatrogenics. It's called physician-induced disease. We have that
Now doctors are killing people.
That's right. That's correct. And
okay.
I'll give you the biggest example of that.
And I'll give you about another minute, and then I'm going to move on.
No, can you just talk for one more minute about Senator Majority Leader Frist? He's a doctor.
Yes, he is.
Okay. He is a corporate jet conservative. You know who flies him around?
Who?
All the corporate jets.
All of them.
You know how many millions of dollars he gets from pharmaceutical companies? And you know what
I'll give you that.
Five times already?
Okay, Marcel, I'll give you that.
Okay.
But he's not the only. All of them are flown around in corporate jets, to include your Democrats that you vote
not
for.
Not all of them.
All of them.
Frist.
Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, they're all flown on corporate jets, and they're Democrats. Let's talk about them. I mean, all I'm saying is, if you're going to tar and feather people, let's tell the whole truth. And you know, wait, let me finish.
He'll probably be our next president.
Let me finish. Frist is not going
to
be our next president.
Legislation
Frist
to give pharmaceutical companies retroactive protection from all the harm that they have done in this country.
And you know what else he did this week? He voted. Okay, he changed his position on stem cell research, and he ain't going to get my vote because of that. Okay?
He's doing that to get the votes of liberals.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But he is basically a very dishonest person. They should take away his medical license. Doctors are supposed to do no harm. And he sides with the pharmaceutical companies who refuse to take the mercury out of these vaccines. Did you know that July 20th, they had a big rally in Washington?
Okay, I'm only going to give you a couple more seconds because this is not good radio.
They had a big rally in Washington. Over 1,000 parents of kids injured marched to get mercury not injected into pregnant women and children. Was this covered in the liberal media?
Why wasn't it?
You didn't hear a word of it, did you? Did you hear about that story, this huge march in Washington?
No,
you know
ma'am.
What they reported on the evening news? They reported about some girls in their flip-flops meeting President Bush.
I heard that. I remember that.
Yeah,
look,
that is a joke. There's okay. There's no such thing as liberal media.
Okay, let me ask you this. Where was that? Hey, but you know, before I move on, that article, that was in what, Rolling Stone you were telling me about? That
in,
was written
in last month.
Last month's
yeah,
issue?
Please
okay.
read it. If you get it from the library if you don't want to buy a copy. It's called The Autism Epidemic. And one more thing. Tomorrow on Meet the Press, NBC at 8 o'clock, the author of Evidence of Harm, David Kirby, is supposed to be on. I'll be surprised if they give him more than 5 minutes.
I'll look at it because I always try to, you know, at
tomorrow,
least touch on Meet the Press.
Meet the Press, NBC, 8 o'clock. Hopefully they will not botch it up or edit all his remarks
okay.
out.
Thank you for calling KSCO today, Marcel. I appreciate sharing
okay,
your thoughts.
Thank you
very much, ma'am. Hey, I'm always open. I'm going to go ahead and look at that tomorrow and see what's up. But thank you, Marcella, for coming on today. Let's go to Margaret in Santa Cruz. Margaret, welcome to KSCO. You're in the Saturday Special with Rob Roberts.
Hi, Rob. Hey, the reason women and teenagers are having epidemic levels of pregnancy in this day and age still is because no one explains the ABCs and the ABCs of the birds and bees. Ask any teenager, male or female, when does a woman ovulate? What is a spinneret? When is it unsafe to have sex in the highest risk days of conceiving? They don't have a clue, and neither do most people.
Okay.
Do you know the day that a woman usually ovulates?
I think I got a pretty good idea. I fathered two kids, so I think I have more than a working knowledge of that. But, I mean, so what is your solution to this assertion that you just made?
Well, maybe we have to start making a little nursery rhyme a rap.
Here's my deal with
the
rap thing.
And the birds and the bees.
I taught both my boys about the birds and the bees. I know it makes a lot of parents uncomfortable, but I think that type of education is a parental responsibility. And granted, you know, I know a lot of people are jumping up and down out there and saying, well, they're not doing it. Well, but I don't want that done in schools. I don't think
Planned Parenthood doesn't even do it.
I hear you.
They have no pamphlet that says on the 10th day of your cycle, you ovulate.
Right.
A spinneret is the fluid that indicates that a woman is fertile.
Here's my point, Margaret. People are going to have sex and they don't give a darn about that. And that's obvious because in the black community, like I said, 75% of all births are illegitimate. Okay, so obviously people don't care. They're not listening.
They don't
give a darn.
Either. Maybe they'd care if they had a clue. Just a hint.
Remember when you were 18? I remember when I was 18 and I didn't give too much thought to that. Okay, when them hormones are kicking in, it's not a question of knowledge. It's a question of, you know, dealing with you know, the here and now. You know, you can give people knowledge. That doesn't necessarily guarantee a positive outcome. We have a lot of educated pregnant people out there, okay, that continue to have sex unprotected. People with, you know, professional people, people that have, you know, graduate degrees that know they shouldn't be having unprotected sex, and they do it anyway. So, I mean, my point is this, okay, education will only take you so far. You have to have some other things that are part of the equation, like a parent in the household, a good ethical upbringing, some morality mixed in. All of that comes together. There's just no one answer.
Well, you can have all the unprotected sex you like, except for on those certain days.
Yeah, okay. And what about things like herpes and AIDS? And I'm speaking to you from my perch as a healthcare professional. Okay? You have STDs out there all over the place, and AIDS does kill. So, I mean, you know, people make choices.
Well, you
okay?
know, Salinas has the highest incident of teenage HIV and AIDS than any other place in the country.
Really? Now,
teenage.
That I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I mean, is that documented?
Yes.
Is that documented?
Yes.
That's interesting. I'm going to have to look into that. Hey, look, thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts today. I'm going to move on to another caller, Margaret. Thank you very much. Okay, I need to go to another caller. Let me clear this. Well, hey, Big Gun Gordy, welcome to KSCO on the Saturday Special with Rob Roberts.
Hello, Robbie.
What's up,
boy,
my brother?
I love this. I love this. I love you telling it like it is.
Hey, telling the truth.
You're telling the truth. I'm amazed because I don't hear much of that anymore on these radio stations.
I'm sorry about that.
But anyway, beginning with your education, yeah, you told it like it is. You know, the fact is that our schools don't teach. One of the reasons is that they think that they can prepare the kids for the future, and they're not even looking at the kids' future. Amen. They don't know what the world's going to bring them. These kids can't deal with the future when it comes upon them later on.
That's right.
They need to have some faith. You know, the kids need to have some faith that they can live their lives as autonomous persons and fulfill their dreams. They don't see that happening.
Amen.
The role models suck. Yeah. They have no future.
Yeah.
The people that have AIDS and herpes and hepatitis and TB, does anybody not know that these choices they make bring this upon themselves?
Well, because they're encouraged not to accept that. We don't own things around here. I mean, people are encouraged to do whatever they want. If it feels good, do it, and there's no responsibility attached. And, I mean, that mindset is predominant. I mean, it runs predominantly through American society. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're at the upper end of the financial ladder or at the lower end. I see it every day with the people I work with. I mean, you know, I work with educated people. I mean, most of the nurses that I work with have at least a two-year degree, and there's a lot of people that have graduate degrees like myself. And I mean, it is amazing to hear some of the things that come out of people's mouths when it comes to behaviors of educated people.
Yeah, they go along with groupthink. They don't use their own minds anymore, even though they pretended their way through schools. Those that did get a quality sheepskin, it's not what it used to be.
Amen.
I went to the universities for 17 years, and the longer I was there, the more I realized that the purpose of students being there wasn't to get educated, it was just get that credential and out the door. That's all they care.
Why is, you know, I mean, we can't really discuss this. It's not open to discussion, because when you have the overwhelming majority of kids that graduate from high school and they go into college, and then they have to receive tutoring in the rudimentals, okay, of English and and math here in California, you can't discuss that. That's incontrovertible. Why do you have to, why after 12 years in the school system and you go to college, can't you read, write, or add or subtract?
We've reached rock bottom in our education system here. And we've got people that are bringing out the shovels to dig deeper. I don't know why they, like you said, these are incontrovertible facts.
Thank you.
Now, what are we going to do about it?
Amen. What are we going to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do? Look, your mojo don't work.
Thank you.
Don't you understand, you people in the education system, you are not educating these kids. You're not.
Dead is. Dead is. I mean, I couldn't have said it any better if I said it myself. Hey, big guy.
Mercury and fluoride, yeah, those are toxins. Yeah, they are in our drug supply. Yeah, they do cause ADD and a number of other disorders. What are you going to do about it?
You know, you can't blame them. You know, I mean, you can't assign that particular blame to every ill, you know, that manifests itself, in our education system.
No, it's just one factor, one minor factor.
Because I drink the water. I don't drink the Kool-Aid, but I drank the water, and I think I turned out pretty good. Hey, big guy, hey, thanks a lot for calling the program.
Well,
I'll move on to another person.
Man, hey, I really love this.
Thanks. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
God bless you.
Thank you. Let me go to John real quick, and then we're going to take a break. Welcome to KSCO on the Saturday Special, John. Jan?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're in the air with Rob Roberts and KSCO.
Oh, yeah. This is Jan, not John.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I just wanted to say you're back and you're bold and you're beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You're right on.
Thank you very much.
Oh, one of the things that irks me is that it's a really, really a shame that we send our best to defend this country while the nandy-pandy liberals here speak out against our president. Oh, it just makes me mad.
Yeah, well, I'm not too happy about it either. But then again, that's all, you know, that's been the American way, like I said, from Valley Forge. You know, a few great Americans who are willing to sacrifice bear the, the load and the brunt for everybody else. You know, right. I mean, we have a long storied history documented of that. And that's not going to change. I mean, you're always going to have some people that are more dedicated, love this country. Okay. And there are very few who truly love this country. Because, I mean, you know, for you to sacrifice your life, that's love for your country.
Oh, that is. Yeah. I just thank God that we have people that are willing to do this. But I wanted to talk also on another threat that we have to this country, mm-hmm. and that is the UN and this one world government idea that some people have. The UN is responsible for this oil for food tragedy and so many other tragedies that you don't hear about on the news. And it's like a fairy tale government that thinks the people in the U.S. are just going to lay down their guns and let them protect us.
Well, hopefully John Bolton's going to go up there and kick some big booty.
Oh, I'm so happy he's in.
I am so happy that the president showed a little bit of guts there and made a recess appointment.
Yeah.
I mean, John Bolton, I mean, you know, the potential is there. He needs to go in there and shake up things. I mean, like I said, the U.N., totally worthless as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, you're right about
they serve
that.
They serve no purpose. I mean, you know, these are the people that told Saddam Hussein for like 10 years, oh, Saddam, we just passed a resolution, you got to behave yourself, and he spit in their face for 11 years until finally an American president had to say, well, look, you know, I'm not the UN, I'm the United States, I'm the US, I'm not the UN, and I'm telling you, you're going to obey this or we're going to come in. So it finally was the US that trumped the UN.
Yeah, and you know, I just recently saw a video of the great gun debate with Rebecca Peters and Wayne LaPierre.
Oh yeah, I have that.
You have that?
Great interview.
That's incredible.
Great interview.
How they ignore facts and figures and lie about.
But Wayne wouldn't let her get away with it.
Oh, he was great.
He cleaned her clock.
You know, and NRA is about the only organization that I know of that is actively trying to defend our rights.
That's why I'm a member, and that's why I wear my NRA hat proudly, and that's why I give every time they call me for money, that's why I write a check.
Bless you. Well, you know what? We need to send a message to UN and the liberals here. I think people who are out there who aren't members of the NRA, who've been thinking about it, need to join now. And if you're already a member, then sign up your wife and your kids.
Amen. A lot of people don't
get this message out there that we're not going to lay down our guns. We fought for this country for over 200 years, and we're not just going to lay down our guns. We're not going to give up our rights.
We're going to
support that Bill of Rights and our Constitution. And
it's those guns, honey, to make the Constitution what it is.
It's your first line of defense. You know,
it's the Second Amendment that makes all the other amendments stand alone. Without the Second Amendment, everything else topples like a house of cards.
Exactly. If you look down in history, when people give up their guns, what do they become? They become slaves.
They become serfs is what they become.
You talk about a redistribution of wealth. Oh, yeah, they'd love to come in. Everybody's trying to come in here and take what we have.
Well, like my favorite NRA president said, I'm just going to echo him before I move on, from my cold, dead hands.
Exactly.
That's all. Thanks a lot for calling
the program today.
God bless you, Jan. I'm going to move on, take a quick break here, and then we'll talk for the last 10 minutes. This is KSEO 1080 AM. This is a Saturday special. My name is Rob Roberts. I'm Bowen. I'm Black, and I'm back at least for another 15 minutes this afternoon. Stay tuned. Cool head for a hot talk on KSCO.
All right. You want it? You got it. Sunday at 4 o'clock with Dave Allen. Some talk, some fun, some fooling around.
You say you're leaving me.
Followed by a blast from the past at 5 o'clock. Have a double Sunday with a cherry on top. Sunday at 4 p.m. with Dave Allen. So assume the position on your radio dial. AM 1080 KSD.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you, and it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding? So do call me. Get the Whey Shake now. And the number is 888-352-7500. That's 888-352-7500.
There is a place where God still lives, a place to give your child a great start in life. Hello, parents. I'm Pastor Jim Sorensen of the Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Salinas. Our Savior is building on the success of our popular Early Childhood Center by adding kindergarten, the first step in development of our new elementary school. Our Savior Lutheran School features small class size, a credentialed, dedicated Christian teacher, and a curriculum informed by up-to-date scholarship and God's Word. Give your child a great start in life. Enroll today by calling 422-6352. That's 422-6352. Or stop by Our Savior Lutheran at 1230 Luther Way at Blanco Road in Salinas. Or visit our website, salinaslcms.org. There is a place where God still lives. A place to give your child a great start in life. Our Savior Lutheran School in Salinas. Enroll your child today in kindergarten. 422-6352. That's 422-6352. Our Savior Lutheran Kindergarten.
The 2005 Santa Cruz County Fair is only about a month away, and now's the time to get ready. You're the best in the county, but to know for sure, you have to enter. The fair entry deadline is this Saturday, August 6th at 5 p.m. It's easy. Just pick up an entry guide at any area library, from the fair office, or click on SantaCruzCountyFair.com. Whatever your passion, the fair probably has a division for it. Just remember, the deadline is this Saturday. Now is also the time to buy discount admission tickets at any one of 8 area feed stores and at the fair office. For a complete list, see your local newspaper or go online to SantaCruzCountyFair.com. You can also buy $14 carnival ride coupons that save you 56%. This opportunity to save on fair admission tickets and rides lasts only a short time, so hurry. And remember, the Santa Cruz County Fair opens September 13th.
Are your investments doing what you expected them to do? Are your retirement plans on hold? Let's find out why. I'm Jeff Froschman, host of the 1 p.m. Wednesday show, Ask the Professor, here at your favorite radio station, KSCO. Tune in and ask those money, investment, and financial planning questions that you've been thinking about. Tune in to KSCO 1080 Wednesdays at 1 p.m. to Ask the Professor, where you can have all your financial questions answered.
Securities and advisory services offered through Foothill Securities, Inc.
After more than 5 years of touring the world, the Eagles return home to where it all began.
From the City Hotel, California.
Eagles, the California Tour, Friday, August 19th, Salinas Sports Complex. Eagles, live. Glenn Fry. John Henley. Sale now. Online at Ticketmaster.com and all Ticketmaster outlets. For VIP ticket packages and more, visit EaglesFan.com. Friday, August 19th, Salinas Sports Complex. All roads lead to California. Eagles are coming home. For more information, go to BGP.com.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. GotNet specializes in business services. Whether you need a T1 or T3 or just a place to host your website, GotNet has a solution to fit your needs. GotNet offers server co-location and custom website development. We have e-commerce servers, streaming audio and video servers, and cold fusion and database servers available to handle your hosting needs. GotNet understands that businesses rely on the Internet, and we work hard to assure fast, reliable service. Call GotNet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. GotNet.
Michael Mira on the Small Business Cafe.
It's fun. I enjoy myself. I get to meet all sorts of small business owners and hear their ideas, get inspired, share success stories, inform, promote, and inspire. That's what we do in the Small Business Cafe. And every time, I learn something new, and everybody that listens in does too. I look forward to every Monday at 1 o'clock for that hour of listening to small business people share their stories.
The Small Business Cafe, Mondays between 1 and 2. Brought to you by FirstNet Mortgage, Slater Construction, Pacific Mountain Advisors, and Santa Cruz Small Business Monthly Magazine.
Here's the bad news. Credit card companies are charging up to 22% interest these days. Now the good news. If you're a homeowner, there's a good chance that you can save a lot of money on credit card debt with a tax-deductible mortgage loan, even if your credit rating is low. Hi, I'm Jim Chubb with Pacific Inland. We would love to help you save money by consolidating credit card debt with a new home mortgage. Please call us at Pacific Inland today, 475-2600. That's Pacific Inland at 475-2600, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
Yo, yo, it's Rob Robertson, KSCO, the only black man that many of you white liberals will ever know. Hey, welcome back, folks. We only got 10 minutes left. I want to dot a few I's and cross some T's here before I go to my last three callers and get them in. Don't forget Michael's Whirling is going to be back next Saturday. I want to thank Michael for allowing me to take over his show this afternoon. Always a pleasure to come down here. Holla, holla at you folks. A little bit of Ebonics there. And say hello. And next Saturday, he's going to have Paul Peterson from the Donna Reed Show. Some of you might remember him, the Donna Reed Show. I know I did. I had a crush on Donna Reed. Oh, Rob, she was a white woman. That's right. She was a good-looking woman, too. And so he's going to have Paul Peterson on. So I just wanted to clue you guys in on that. Make sure you tune in. The Eagles are coming to Salinas. Huh? I heard that commercial. I may have to come down here for that. I love the Eagles and Glenn Frey, one of my favorite groups, particularly Glenn Frey. Some of those old 60s and 70s and 80s classics. And I'm an old school guy. Hey, I want to thank you folks for tuning in today. KSCO 479-1080. Is a number, 477-1340, and the fax, 475-2967. I want to thank my engineer today, Michael, for all the help and assistance that he gave me today, and I want to acknowledge his efforts in that regard. And I want to thank you folks for tuning in. It's been a pleasure. Got a one last thing I want to talk about real quick before I go to the phone lines again for the last couple minutes. The Supreme Court, big battleground there, is going to affect us for the remainder of many of our lifetimes. I hope that the court decision that was made by the president on Mr. Roberts is a good one. My name is Rob Roberts, no relation. I'm tall, dark, and handsome, and he's kind of light-skinned, but that's okay. Hopefully he's going to make the right decisions, and we don't have another suitor in the works here. Heard some sad news yesterday. William Rehnquist, Chief Justice, he's sick. He's going to probably step down, so that's great. The president's going to have an opportunity to name at least two Supreme Court justices, and maybe even three. There's some other things in the works, in the wind. That's going to affect all of us in this listening audience for the remainder of our lives, so hopefully the president is going to make the right decision. I'm praying for him as I do every day that he would do just that. Okay, let's go to Billy. He's been waiting for a while. Thanks, Billy. Welcome to KSCO on the Saturday special.
Mr. Roberts.
Thank you, sir, for waiting.
You use the word dumb and ignorant more times than I could count. Don't you think you overuse those two words in reference to liberals?
Never, particularly when they're talking about black liberals. This is a no Kool-Aid drinking zone, Billy, for me.
Well, I don't want to limit it to black or white liberals. I just think that, you know, when you attack teachers and you say most teachers, you don't know most teachers, you don't know what you're talking about, basically. I want to prove it. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, I'm not a guy who makes up words like rudimentals, but, you know, that shows some creativity on your part. I suggest
you look in the dictionary. The word is there, but let's not waste time. Go ahead. Make your point.
Okay, my point is this. Liberals are so much smarter than conservatives, it's not funny, and I can prove that. I challenge you to an IQ test on KSCO Live. You man enough?
An IQ test.
Are you man enough?
I'm man enough.
I know you're not smart enough. Are you man enough?
Oh, wow.
Can this conservative take on this liberal, and we'll find out who's dumb and ignorant.
I heard that.
Okay.
Anytime, man.
Yeah, you'll do it?
Sure.
Say it loud and proud.
Hey, I'm saying it loud and I'm saying it proud.
What?
Anytime, man. You name the time and the place.
I name the time.
Talk to Michael Z. Talk to Michael Z.
Have you been listening to the new liberal station, by the way?
I can't say that I have, man. I just don't have the stomach for it.
Well, see, that's it. So you'd know if you'd listen that Michael Z is bringing a lot of intelligence and not ignorance to the airwaves when he plays Air America.
And you're a prime example of that, Billy.
Thank you.
Okay, Lynn, can I move on to another caller
Please
real quick?
Do. Have a
Thank
good
you.
Day.
Same you, partner.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to Rob and SoCal. Welcome to KSCO. Rob.
Hello, Rob. How are you today?
Bob, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm doing fine, Bob. What's up?
Make sure it was me. I'll try to get to the point you were talking about. I was in the teaching profession for 30 years. There are good teachers and bad teachers.
I believe I made that point and emphasized
it. I'm sure you did. My point is that when you say that you have to do something about the teaching profession, what you have at the school, for example, is a situation where if you're going to get rid of tenure, who's going to make that determination as to which teacher should go? What you have in most institutions, and schools are no exception, schools are a political place. Whether you're liberal or conservative, you're going to get rid of the teachers you don't like.
Can I answer that? The school board should do that. They're the elected officials. And obviously, Bob, if your students in your class year after year continue to read and perform below the levels of basic standardized tests, then there's a problem.
My problem, I guess, is I spend most of my teaching years in the high school, teaching high school. And one thing I do agree with you about is that they should be proficient in what they teach. And that's one of the things that the high school curriculum teachers are required to do now. They have to have majors in their teaching field. For
and
example,
you know my reply to that, Bob, is CBEST. I got one word to say, CBEST. Okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
CBEST. Okay, that test is a joke, and if that's the gauge by which we allow people to come into classrooms and teach our children, then we ought to be ashamed of ourselves, because CBEST is just, I mean, that's any idiot, walking idiot, gonna pass that test. I got one last caller I gotta go to, Bob. I wanna thank you for calling us today. I wanna move to Kenny. Kenny is one of those people whose son is serving our country. Hey, Kenny, welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate you taking my call. I just had a few comments. I hope to make them quick. First of all, I believe that public employee unions of all kinds, not just the teachers union, but of all kinds, are unnecessary and wrong.
Amen.
They pit these employees against the general public, and it's just wrong. And that, you made the comment that teachers aren't doing their job, which many aren't. But the problem, I believe, goes a lot farther than that, in that parents aren't doing their job either.
Right.
Many of them have abdicated their responsibility for the education of their children.
And I apologize for not stating that more emphatically.
Well, you were busy. You had a lot of things to say. But, parents who send their children to public school, they need to stay very aware of not only what their kids are not being taught, but what they are being taught so that
Amen.
They can deal with that when they come home and really check in with them and see what they're being told and that kind of stuff, because it's increasingly becoming a problem. And, when you say the American public is stupid, a lot of times they've been dumbed down by this quote-unquote education system that we're supposed to have.
And I want to emphasize that, a vast majority have, in fact, abdicated their responsibilities as parents. I mean, being a parent doesn't end when you have the sex act, folks. It's a lot longer than that. And you're right. You're absolutely right. A lot of people in America, parents, have abdicated their responsibility. We need to put the blame where it belongs.
And in regards to the soldiers who are serving our country and how they're being disrespected, like you brought up those parents who lost the Marine.
Right.
I believe that the sacrifice of the soldiers and their families is being disrespected when people, don't support the war on terror on whatever front, it's being fought, whether it be Iraq or the subways of London or wherever. We all need to pull together and support our leaders who are doing their darndest to control these fanatical fundamentalist religion people.
I hear you. Hey, look, Kenny, you only got about 30 seconds left. I want to thank you for calling the program today,
Rob.
Sharing your thoughts. God bless you.
God bless you.
To your family, too, and your son. Kenny's son is on active duty, and he's a friend of mine, and both of us have children on the front lines. For all of you out there who have loved ones serving our country, I want to thank you very much for their sacrifice. It is, in fact, worth it, and it is definitely respected. This is KSCO 1080 AM. My name is Rob Roberts. It's been a pleasure to sit in here with you guys today. God bless you. I'm bold, I'm black, and sometime I'll be back.
You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, and now it is time for Fox News in Progress.
Spot called to make an emergency.